Listen, right after the explosion, the BBC tell us an unknown group, unheard of, never known prior, has taken responsibility. Okay, well, what gives that group their legitimacy? Who contacted the BBC? Police officer, think. Who is it? Because look, Mr. Blair came out right away. He says, oh, those Muslim fundamentalists say, not all Muslims are bad, but all those Muslim fundamentalists that did it to us again. No evidence has been brought forward at all. Okay? This is the demon antichrist game. Okay, Blair took you and said, it's those Arabs again. We don't know nothing yet, Mr. Blair. If you're going to speak in my name, you're going to say that we are outraged at the victimization of the innocent, that's including myself, I will have to demand the same courtesy be expressed to our family and friends in Iraq. You know, Mr. Sattler ordered the murder of hundreds of thousands of innocent people. You say you take our authority, speaking in outrage against the victimization of the innocent, yet you will not allow voices for real human beings to be heard, their defenses to be defended. You know, just like CBC helps along Mr. Blair, you know, all their broadcasts, Al-Qaeda. Then if you look into the information, like the first step as an officer is you want to find out who contacted the BBC, or it could be Der Spiegel. Who is it that gave them that information? You know, what is it that ties that directly to the crime itself? You know, why wouldn't anybody who opposes the Bush regime call for the execution of Bushite, Nazi vermin, these soldiers who participate in the torturing of innocent people to death? What do you think about that, my British brothers? You know, these fucking Nazi, they're not Americans, you know, they're not the Americans that we know of. These are fucking a plague upon our better natures. You know, to speak in outrage over the victimization of the innocent, to blame the Muslims, but not support actual police investigations to uncover true perpetrators, shows me as the son of man that you don't have to be so dumb. You have to concentrate. You have to realize this isn't that difficult, okay? Bush does not want to have arrested those who perpetrated 9/11, okay? Anybody who says that any terrorist attack is a Bin Laden fingerprint, think about killing. It's always, oh yeah, some innocent people got killed. Every single terrorist act that occurs from this moment on, blame on myself as a son of man, not being strong enough to not help me arrest Bush, Rumsfeld, and Condoleezza Rice. You know, this is not difficult. The top secret presidential directive documents were reported on by MSNBC. Jim Mikulski has, as does MSNBC, their own copies. Okay, these are presidential directive documents signed September 9th, 2001. Okay, so anybody who says anything else is your fucking enemy. You know, they pretend that they don't only pretend, but the true fascist enemies will pretend. You know, the people at CBC, they know this information. I've talked to every employee there. Made sure they were well aware that this plan existed. And we even reviewed Jim's work, the national desk there at CBC, but ultimately they decided, no, they're not gonna serve our interests as Canadians. You know, they were prepared, as they did regarding Afghanistan, to sacrifice Canadian sons and daughters to ensure that they not be made well-informed who the Taliban were, who the Northern Alliance are. You're giving these guys guns and they sell heroin. You got no interest in politics, really, outside of that enterprise. And now soldiers are getting gunned down and they're going, no, yeah, the Taliban did it. Well, you've just armed these people who had women as slaves. They drove over their prisoners that were alive. They drove over them with their trucks and killed them. Thought it was a real good way to treat terrorists. This is who you've given all these guns to, and now American soldiers fall down dead. But that's not what's necessarily killing the Bushite. You know, the Bushite is getting killed by the criminal commands that they're suffering under, for not standing up as true men to defend their position that they took an oath and swore to the American Constitution, just the basic principles, man, of the Bill of Rights. You have to have evidence to substantiate someone's guilt for something. When Bush says he wants to take people away for top secret trials, he's your enemy. Do not accept anything else, man. That's your enemy. Their excuses are determined by you accepting that there is nobody on the earth that could possibly figure this stuff out like they do in the TV shows in a quick hour or two. Okay, so here's an example. You know, Rumsfeld has said about these innocent men that are being held against their wills by the enemy in Guantanamo as individuals who, if granted a day in court, would most likely be found by a judge as completely innocent. And this is why he's forbidden them to have an opportunity to face their accusers in a court of law. Well, this is the thing, justice is a property of reason. If you have no evidence against the person, that person would be innocent. See, Rumsfeld is playing a faith initiative on your part, and it's really weak. Evil is always dumb. Right? It's a really weak position, but it's effective because it works, right? It's working, right? But if he has no evidence, that means he's lying to you to say that these are some of the most dangerous people on the face of the planet. He can just say whatever he wants. He's not obligated in a court of law to substantiate his baseless theory on who actually, truly is an enemy to American freedom and liberty. And that, of course, is Rumsfeld. You know, these things can be done, but there has to be support and a belief that reason will ultimately win this war. You know, Blair has talked on and on about how it's so important for him to take the role of defender of the innocent while knowing they dropped napalm, mustard gas, man, cluster dud landmine, sexy rummy. Cluster dud landmines. You know, sexy, after Rumsfeld dropped that 42,000 pound bomb on Kabul and killed, you know, in excess of easily 100,000 people, then they had these death squads done by these Bushite Nazi soldiers. You tell me, don't think of me as a god, think of me as a man. You tell me what you would do, man. You know who some of these guys are. What they did is they went on death squads against police officers. They would kill people only because they committed the heinous crime of being a police officer. And that's what they did. The men that were serving under the authority of the Taliban in Afghanistan. They're just trying to protect their community. They're trying to prevent women from being raped. Okay, that's what the Taliban outlawed. The Taliban were working for women's rights and, in fact, opened up schools for girls. Will you? When you learn that statement is true, will you then join me in demanding the arrest, trial, and execution of Tommy Franks for Afghanistan? You know, the reason they went into Afghanistan was because Enron was facing their impending criminal bankruptcy. They needed a quick investment. They were threatening the government of India because they had no access to liquefied natural gas for their power plant in India. Enron was going crazy. There was a bidding process on the table in Afghanistan for a liquefied natural gas pipeline. One company was Brightus from Argentina. The other company, Sent Gas Consortium, but essentially it's Enron. They'll benefit from this pipeline and be able to run their generators in India for multi-billion dollar withdrawals on the people there who already have it pretty bad. But they had the thing worked out. So all they had to do was secure this contract with the Taliban. But the other company, Brightus, was a far better deal. What decision should the Taliban have made? The better deal, right? And at that time, as it was so reported, we need to interview Niaz Nayak, his ambassador there from Pakistan. That's what I told, you know, about 25, maybe more, I've got notes, it's maybe 25, 30 of the most senior news reporters at CBC in Toronto, like our national news department, the top people in that branch and said, listen, guys, let's go talk to Nyaz Nyack. Give him a call. Let's find out what's going on. Christina Rocha. You know, she's talking about covering the country in a carpet of bombs. Let's go talk to her. No, they say. No, no, no. Who do you think you are? You think this is a public broadcast company or something? You think you have a right here to contribute to our content? No, no. We'll make those decisions for you. Thank you very much, John. If they were that polite. You know, and I don't have to tell you, I'd only be repeating myself endlessly, but man, my American experiences have been pretty disgusting, man. You know, George Norrie knows General Ahmad funded Muhammad Atta. He accepts that America's becoming a totalitarian police state, but he leaves you powerless. You can't do nothing about it, though. Sorry, that's as far as it's going to go, because he's not going to let you know who's truly responsible for funding the mastermind ringleader who murdered all those Americans. He doesn't want that part to get out. You know, and what does it take? You know, this is the strangeness of, you know, the nature of good, evil, creator, and all this. I know it's, you get kind of crazy in your mind over this kind of stuff. And I'm mixing fantasy and reality, fiction, and then weaving it through the tapestry of our existence itself, trying to bring about a better world where we respect ourselves by demanding evidence as a requirement to convince ourselves of something. I mean, God, it's the simplest thing, but yet it's our eternal struggle. You know, Hammurabi's number one law. He's trying to get it to you right there, man. Beginning of civilization. You gotta recognize, man, some people are evil, and they'll fucking lie to you, man, like Bush does every day. You know, it's gonna cost you as an American $3 trillion to privatize your Social Security. Now, innumeracy is a problem for everybody. It's even a problem for me. Can be a problem for me too, but $3 trillion is a hell of a lot of money, man. Say there were 300 million people in America. If they all put in 10 bucks, that'd be 3 billion. 100 bucks, 30 billion. 1,000 bucks, 300 billion. $10,000 from every single football fan out there. Every single infant, every single elderly person on the brink of death is pulling $10,000 out of their pocket. The biggest residential street you know of in America. Think of all those houses, all those families. The biggest street, man, you can think of. How long does it take to drive down that street? Think of all those people. Think of all those schools. Think of all the hospitals, man. Think of all the hospitals. Okay, $10,000 out of every single person's pocket, you're giving it to Bush, man. He's gonna fucking manage things for you. Don't fucking put your faith anywhere else, man. I don't know I mixed up some kind of concoction when I invented everything, man. I don't understand. You're supposed to understand what I'm speaking really, really simply. You're supposed to go, well, yeah. We gotta support the arrest of those who committed 9/11. Bush had no justification for attacking the country of Iraq at all. You had complete 100% access. That was according to March 7th. You know, the U.S. says we can go anywhere we want without restrictions, without delay, anything. Saddam said you can do anything you want, man. Use some laws you want to change. You have a better way of running a public health care system. You have a better way of running a public bank where all the assets the bank generates goes into the pockets of the depositors. You know, do you know how to improve upon our universal educational system? Or anybody who wants to earn a PhD can do it if they have the initiative. Do you have any improvements in those regards? Who is it you want to arrest? You know, that was the demon antichrist's position in relationship to the Middle East. Now, Kofi Annan, he don't fucking care, man. You know, you have the UNCC, you have the 661 Committee. These individuals, they're all friends of Kofi Annan and the Bush administration and so on. These guys paid themselves billions of dollars. Well, $1.5 billion of the UNCC. They're giving contracts to their buddies. They the 661 Committee, was they pay themselves $48,000 every time they put their signature to a piece of paper. That's who Kofi Annan is protecting. So he's never, ever going to fucking be a man. Never. It's always going to, well, you know, we do bad things, but he knows fucking, he knows all these fuckers that have been ripping our world off for so long. He's not strong enough to destroy, because he's lived with them. He's in there, but he could change his ways. So let's not write him off completely just yet. But you know, the world's a mess. You know, have you heard what's happening in Haiti? You know, going after people who support democratic elections. Come on, man! Don't let this, you know, CNN. It's not that important, John. It's not that important, God. So people of the world, I ask you to recognize America. You know, there's problems all over the world, but they can't even stand up to defend their own families, their own grandparents having their pensions stolen. Like Pema, you know, the Enron and fuck WorldCom, it's, you know, billions and billions and billions of dollars stolen. Who cares, right? You know, their children are getting inoculations with mercury that's causing brain damage. Oh, well, you know, fuck, what can you do? You have to do it, man. You have to support me. I'm a good guy. You know, I get a little crazy. What can I do? You know, it's imagine. You know, just imagine. You know, it's an amazing thing I represent. If we can find ourselves a path to get above this criminality that Bush is so racked against our world. You know, Bush did 9/11. That's him as the Antichrist. I mean, they put together a strategy because the Taliban refused to take up Enron's offer to get in there. And the premise to secure invasion so they could get that liquefied natural gas pipeline was by blaming Bin Laden as a terrorist, but providing no evidence to back up the allegation, knowing that through an experience that they went through previously under the Clinton administration, twice actually. There was once when the Taliban offered to send Bin Laden over, but Clinton, to his shock, couldn't find any evidence through the FBI that they could actually present publicly. And then they tried Bin Laden in absentia, and it turned out, like, it, depending on what crime you're talking about, you know, the African embassy there, when they had the trial for that, it turned out that their top informant is like, he's the guy who did the crime, it turned out. Says, yeah, well, you got all the okay from Bin Laden, yeah, but you're the guy who did the crime, and who are you? Oh, you're a former member of the Green Berets, but they kicked you out because they fucking recognized immediately you were an enemy to true patriots everywhere? You know, the guy ends up being a Green Beret. You know, you're going, well, what the fuck? Oh, well, and that's one of the reasons they couldn't bring that up. Clinton couldn't bring that evidence forward, right? And then you got the coal bombing. You know, Clinton couldn't bring that forward because it's Barbara Bodine. She's the guy, or woman, I should say. She's the woman there who sent the coal in there to begin with against the admiral's wishes. The admiral said, well, what the fuck are we going in Yemen for? What's the point of that? It's not a secured port. There's fucking nothing for us to do there. It's a complete waste of time. We're professionals here. Why must we go to Yemen? Oh, it's president. We've got to go because Barbara Bodine insists on it, or we're going to fucking lose our jobs. Well, why? It's dangerous. Why is Barbara Bodine doing this to us? Boom! Barbara Bodine on the scene. Close criminal investigations. Close it all up. What's John O'Neill doing here? His job, ma'am. Can you please get out of our way? No. Barbara Bodine. Now get John O'Neill out of there. Don't let him have any guns. And then tell the people of Yemen they don't have any guns. That'll scare the shit out of them. No. Not John O'Neill. No. You don't know the man you're talking about, man. No. John O'Neill, he's going to be on top of things, man. He's got a responsibility to defend the American flag. But no, she gets him out of there anyway. Oh, and then there's an incident with his briefcase. Oh, yeah, well, he's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's doing. Figuring that there's going to be an attack on the World Trade Center again to war God, love. Like, just, I don't even want to replay the words that the demon Antichrist and Blair spoke regarding the attack in London. Just listen to what they're saying. You know, attacking innocent people is the wrong thing. Yeah, okay, let's... Mattis, naive Mattis, we have to kill it. Him and Kimmett. Mattis and Kimmett, they killed all those people at the wedding party. If you remember, of course you should. You know, they said, no, it's only insurgents. It's Zakari's guys. It's only guys with weapons and tanks and stuff, man. Don't worry about it. We've already been there. Shut up and get out of our faces. And then, oh, we got survivors. And we got video footage. And the testimony of what Mattis had these soldiers do. You're going around fucking slaughtering innocent people at a party, man. That's what naive Mattis did. Okay? And then Kimmett explained it away. Oh, yeah, well, that's, you know, that's war. Oh, yeah. You know, don't change the channel, is what Kimmett said. Change the channel. You know, fuck you, Kimmett. You little Nazi foxy. Kimmett, all these guys in the positions of military power, they know Bush committed 9/11. You can't be that fucking misinformed. As a, you know, as an semi-active soldier, as a, you know, a police investigator, you've paid some attention to the developments that have come to the fore since that crime was committed, oh, so long, long, long ago. But you know what? We're repeating the same things. You know, so I try to get people to realize, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people who would support me on most of the things that I'm standing with. But CBC's just never going to report on it, man. They're not going to tell you that the American soldiers are eating radioactive toxic waste. They're not going to tell you that they're getting fucked over by Bush anyway, like all over the place. They don't have any leadership. And, you know, and that's the thing, you know. That's the difficult position that I have, too. Like, I can't do that. You know, okay, that's what I'm going to do. Okay, listen up. It's Johnny General here. Okay, soldier. When you attack the innocent man, you're attacking me. Okay, so I gotta fucking get up and defend myself, but I can't kill these Bushite all by myself, man. There's too many of them, fuck. I need one or two other guys, that's it. I just need one or two other guys in the Marines. Okay, that would be cool, because then you don't have to fucking throw away your entire dream, man. You know, we gotta maintain some integrity for the Marines. The Marine Handbook on Leadership. It's the most amazing document of military history. It's like, be fucking honorable, man. Your commander's lying to you. You got your life on the line. He's your enemy, okay? You're there to defend the principles of freedom. And the principles of freedom are justice itself. So, saying you're gonna torture some innocent person, we're gonna kill you for that. That's a bullshit storyline. What do you wanna know? You know, you gotta follow, you gotta think. That's the thing, eh? You gotta humble yourself, too, to those who can do much better than you. But you can study, and you can think slower. You can go, yeah, okay, well, I'll go through it. I'll fucking show John some fucking threats you watch. You know, all people are affected by suggestions. There's a big percentage of the population. They don't fucking have, they're the NASCAR dads. You know, they're not bad guys. I mean, they're okay. They drink beer like the rest of us, but They just do whatever they're told, and that's where they get their enjoyment, you know? It's all commercial, and there's a lot of, you know, I'm not mean to really put them down. They're just, the big world frightens them, you know? There's too much information, and who's got the time? Let's have some fun at the convention center with the trucks blazing their exhaust fumes through our bodies and getting us so, so happy. you know, I gotta nudge these people somehow. What are we going to do? We've got this huge segment of society. They're too terrified to think for anybody but their limited view of who they are in relationship to this struggle that nobody seems to have any concern for. You know? The awesomeness of the potential futures I bring here also are... Like, I can't... Like, that's the thing. Is it's not right for me to tell you all the great things that I represent. It's just not right. If you're going to be letting Errol Sharon tell you he's a Jew while he goes out and murders innocent people, and yet the Jewish religion says don't do to others what you wouldn't want to be done to yourself. He's not Jewish. He's not Jewish ethnically. He's not Jewish religiously. The Jews live in Ethiopia. They're black guys. Abraham was a black guy. He's a hemp farmer. That's what the seed is. He's growing hemp. I don't know what these fuckheads are talking about, man. There's nothing... Why would God promise you in the Bible, go hurt myself purposefully and steal something from someone you didn't earn? And be a dishonest, lying bastard, fuck. Just to be an asshole you like to be. You know, and they say they're Jews. No, that's not Jews, man. I'm a Jew. I'm the fucking biggest Jew guy. You don't know nothing about being Jewish until you fucking talk to Johnny, man. Okay? You know, this isn't fucking Jewish behavior, and it's racist. You know, they say the Palestinians are this way because they did that. You don't know, you're a fuckhead because you don't understand your own identity, man. Who is what? What are you blaming who for? All those people are there, they're all like this. You know, we have this constantly on our shit talk radio stations. These kind of individuals always get to talk, eh? Yeah, half of you, yeah, all the Muslims over here, half of them think this and half of them think that. And coming to provide you the evidence trail so far that leads to those who perpetrated the bombing of people as the innocent in London. You know London, the city that wholly supported putting Blair behind bars for the war crimes that he and the demon Bush committed against innocent people? You know, the city where they had decided that the British troops would now be asked to leave Iraq and no longer support the demon Antichrist and his thieving and criminal mischief, like treason when he lied to the American people regarding American intelligence's true positions on the lies that he told instead in their names as a traitor. But, you know, what does treason mean anymore? You know, you got the demon Antichrist leading their show. But anyway, so London bombing, what happened? Blair right away, it's Muslim fundamentalists, and Bush said, if you can believe this, it's going to be hard for you to believe, and I understand. Bush said, on the day in question, he said, you've got people killing people. And the contrast couldn't be clearer between the intentions and the hearts of those of us who care deeply about human rights and human liberty, and those who kill. Those who have got such evil in their heart that they will take the lives of innocent folks. Unquote. And then he said, the war on terror goes on, unquote. And that's the part the media told you about, right? The war on terror goes on. They don't tell you that other part. You know why? Because, fuck, he's the guy. Kill it. Well, you bombed all these people irrationally in Iraq for no legitimate reason. You had complete unrestricted access to go wherever you pleased. Rumsfeld told us he knew where the WMD were. They were northeast, west, and south somewhere. If you can already go anywhere without delay, why hinder that access by indiscriminately shooting people and getting soldiers killed in retaliation? Oh, that's the only way Buford Blount can steal any money from the American people. Right? Buford Blount, Saudi Wahhabist, Buford Bush bitch Blount. You know, he confesses freely to ordering soldiers to murder people indiscriminately. And where is Blair's voice on that guy? You know, he commands our presence when he says we are outraged against the victimization of the innocent, but in his silence condemns fellow human beings who live in Iraq who are being murdered with sexy rummy cluster dud munitions, landmines, with napalm, with thousands of tons of radioactive toxic waste containing plutonium that oxidizes to a microscopic particle, and man, it's going to be bad news. It is already bad news, but, you know, American soldiers would have known these dangerous states prior to them suffering for so long. But guess what? The enemy kidnapped Dr. Anthrax and Dr. Germ, the two scientists who would have informed the American soldier. This material will kill you. That's what they wanted to tell you. But the enemy holds them without trial, without charges. And those are enemies within my American military. Any commander in the American military that orders a soldier to indiscriminately shoot anybody, kill that commander. If you have the evidence too, get a little tape recorder. Record what your commander is ordering you to do. He tells you to shoot some innocent people, tells you to torture somebody, tells you to support the demon Antichrist and his thieving of Iraqi emergency water provision money, Iraqi humanitarian aid money. They stole the humanitarian aid cash. Instead of allowing them to have this emergency supply of food, he took that money for himself and Cheney and his partners there to get unbidded for work that they don't even, like Bechtel, they'll charge you 50, fuck, I don't even want to go there. They're in this reality where they believe they can't be held accountable. There's not going to be a time when American men will be represented by a leader who can really, really, really speak some powerful words of encouragement. Through communicating, we can better understand the wise teachings of the code of Hammurabi, of Jesus, man, Hillel, from the Jewish faith, Muhammad. You know, Hillel says there is only one thing to being Jewish, man. Don't do to somebody else what you wouldn't want to be done to yourself. That's it. Everything else is commentary. That's all there is to being a true Jew in this universe. And what is Ariel Sharon doing? Americans are giving this demon money to victimize innocent people, steal their houses, put them into concentration camps. And he says, well, God promised him this in the Bible. And I'm going, where? You know, they claim that there's some words in the Bible that indicate they have a right to steal from the innocent, to hold assets that they didn't earn but stole, to victimize the innocent as an enemy to Christ, as an enemy to Hillel. And they say, well, no, that's what it is to be a liar. It is, you know, victimizing innocent people is an ungodly act of criminality, and that's why we have laws. You know, Ariel Sharon was personally caught in the attempted terrorist attack against the Mexican parliament. They caught him personally involved. They tried to blow up Mexican parliamentarians, and they got caught. He needs to face trial for that and be executed over that criminal offense. And the Mexican government has reported on this already. Now, you haven't seen it on CBC and CNN, but they're your enemies, man. Just think of them like George Norrie or Art Bell. These two broadcasters pour their poison across America. Although George Norrie, you know, he will admit, you know, America, you have to accept. You're becoming a totalitarian police state. There's nothing you can do about it, because he doesn't want you to know that General Ahmad funded Muhammad Atta. Because if he did, the Bushites would be dead. You know, we'd be hunting them down with reason and law. You know, neocon. Was there a neocon that's not viable for treason charges? Come on, get real. Office of Special Plans. This is a propaganda office. This was a criminal enterprise run by Wolfowitz and the boys there. They're going to lie to you. They're going to mislead Congress. They're going to commit the crime of treason itself. Pick up a fucking dictionary. You know, they want to lie to you, American, to trick the weaker of American society, namely the Bushite grunt. Typical, you know, slower teen. Their minds haven't been fully developed yet. They're terrified of the big world that surrounds them. That's why they join the military. You know, they want to be told what to do, and they don't feel like they're really weak and stupid compared to people who can speak such words of wisdom, like Johnny Wizard, man. He's amazing. No, instead of holding some forms of envy and saying, hey, you can participate in this game too, instead they hold forms of jealousy that, like, they could never ever in their wildest dreams believe they could be a true patriot warrior, a true Christian defender of Iraqi children. I killed Bushite till the ends of this universe to defend Iraqi children. You know their lies. We had Zakari. We know Zakari works for the Bushite. He's a Bushite. No matter what, we can arrest them. You offer a reward. You say, listen, $50 million. You're not getting it from fucking anybody in the military. I'll get you the cash myself, and we'll ensure that you won't face criminal prosecution. And anybody who works with Zakari will kill it, or Zakari will kill themselves, or he'll be turned in, because they have no honor. You have to understand, that is actually an effective way of destroying Zakari. The real Zakari died a long time ago. Zakari had tattooed on his arm. He said, I only kill Bushite. I will defend Iraqi children to the end. That's what he had tattooed on his arm. That's the real Zakari. This fuckhead, he only attacks innocent people. He had an opportunity, as I was saying, to, instead of murdering children, kill Bushite by the score. He decided to kill the children, Iraqi children. And then you think, well, he certainly isn't going to take credit for this. This would be a fuck-up on his part. But no, he ended up taking credit for that. Okay, that's the nature of evil. It's just fucking dumb. He does all these things to please the demon Antichrist. Why? Because it's truly, This is really deep thought. I'm not going to have much further discussions with anybody on the face of this planet, probably for a few decades. But listen, you know the real reason he does that? It's because he's terrified. That's why he does those foolish things. He's fucking terrified. You know, in the second Bigley flick, Sicari wanted to stress he didn't mean he was interested in freeing innocent women held captive by Bushite forces. Those we know have committed acts of rape and torture and murder against those they claim to only be innocent. He had no interest in freeing those women, even though he had a position and an international voice to proclaim such intention. Cited instead not to. In fact, said instead he was interested in freeing his sisters in Abu Ghraib. And that's what the second Bigley flick contains of Zakari. But guess what? Rumsfeld had made sure there's no girls in Abu Ghraib before that. You know, get all the girls out of there, okay? Okay, Zakari, come on forward. Oh, we don't hold women prisoners. Except for who? Dr. German, Dr. Anthrax. The enemy forces. If you're in the American military and you know who these enemies are, who are holding these innocent women without charge, without trial because they're intelligent, kill those Bushite Nazi grunts. Those are enemies of America. Those are enemies of freedom. They're enemies of God, Christ, Allah, Hillel. Fucking everybody, man. You know, these guys in Guantanamo, CBC did a documentary just recently. It was broadcast nationally here in Canada, and I know CBC does reach some places in the United States of America, but in Guantanamo it turned out that the prisoners that CBC got an opportunity to witness their trial proceeding regarding found that the Bushite forces in Guantanamo have no evidence whatsoever established regarding their allegations they've made against these innocent, therefore, people, human beings, that are being held by tyrannical enemy forces. If you've got no charges against them, they're fucking innocent. See, they lie. Rumsfeld says, if these individuals had an opportunity to face their accuser in a court of law, a judge would certainly find them innocent and let them go. And that's why he said, Rumsfeld did. Therefore, you can't, because they're the most dangerous people on the face of the planet. But that was incorrect on behalf of Rumsfeld. Reason is justice. If you have reason to substantiate your allegation and you're exercising our authority, that's what a court system is for. If you're so sure, there should be no problem. If you're not so sure and you're lying, we instead, as Hammurabi suggested, regarding those who make capital allegations against innocent people to trick ourselves on, Hammurabi says you execute those people. That's the crime. Hammurabi says what Bush did regarding 9/11, accusing the Taliban, who were only requesting evidence to substantiate Bush's therefore false allegations, because he brought forward no information to indicate Bin Laden played any part in 9/11 whatsoever. The Taliban, holding up the American flag they were demanding the pursuit of the true evildoers, but Americans too weak to know what the American Constitution is truly for. It's for you to be respected as a equal contributor to this magnificent universe we call life.